Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Are you an active participant in your life, or are you a bystander? This week we're talking about how you handle information that comes to you and what you do with it. And our community is an example. So when you get the content daily, there is a call to action at the end of the content asking you to post or asking you to do some internal work. How often are you doing that? If you came to this community, you are likely attracted, something within you is attracted to what this community is doing, shifting. Maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you love expansion. There are many reasons why you could be here, but those are the underlying reasons. That you're curious about your own expansion, or that you know you're not living to the level that you were put here for, or you're curious about navigating into your expansion, what's next for you. Okay, so if you're here listening, if you're here in the community, you came for a reason. Your spirit delivered you here for a reason. And are you following the instincts about the material? Are you saying yes to the material each day? Are you doing the homework? Are you getting into the Facebook page and posting? Are you taking up space? Are you contributing? Are you engaged in the processes? Are you doing the homework? Are you getting curious about yourself? Each time we say yes or no, we create a momentum. And just like my client that I spoke about last week, when he said yes, initially, he put a down payment down. But until he said yes on making movement and actually becoming a part of a pod in a coaching group, nothing was happening for him. Once he took action on it and decided to show up at the next pod meeting, all sorts of doors began to open for him, and then they're still opening today. Yesterday, I had a big decision. I had a new opportunity to step into a high-level entrepreneurial group. Now, I wasn't raised around high-level entrepreneurs. I was raised around and familiarized myself and became connected to educators and workers and thinkers who didn't own their own businesses. Some of my siblings started to become entrepreneurs and own their own businesses. And as I stepped out of the education community where I was a teacher, I did step into the business world. And as an artist, I'm a business person as well and an entrepreneur. But the things I'm doing now are taking me to a level that I haven't experienced before. And so things are showing up around me. Things, solutions, possibilities. My world is expanding, and the universe is delivering the kinds of materials, resources, people, books, online resources that are supporting my expansion. So I have a choice. Like yesterday, I got exposed to a new group of people, these entrepreneurs who are high-level global entrepreneurs. And there's some money involved in my participation with this group. So I take seriously if I turn that offer down. I look at how much money, the resources I have, and if I don't know quite where they're coming from, but down inside my spirit, I know this came to me because it's a next step for me. There are people and resources here that are waiting to be turned on for me. So at first, I wasn't sure where the resources would come from. And instead of saying no, I said, I would like this number of days to look at my resources. And initially, part of me was saying, where are you going to find the resources? And another part of me was saying, this group is your next level. So I just allowed myself to travel through it. And the part of myself that's experienced at knowing my next step knows that saying no to this will stifle my energy. And that if you propel yourself forward and you discover the resources to propel yourself, that really is a powerful tool. So I decided by the end of the day, even though I have a week to decide, that yes, I'm just finding the resources to go into this group. It's my next step, one of my next steps. So on a small level today, discover for yourself, are you saying yes to the things that your spirit is taking you towards? Are you getting resourceful and discovering the ways to say yes? Because that's part of your process. I tell people when they start coaching with me, finding the money, if you're selecting a particular program, is part of your coaching. It's part of learning to be so resourceful and find what's around you to say yes to get to another level. I did that years ago with my Tony Robbins experience. I had left my job behind, and I was using up the money I had in storage, in the storage silo. But in my investigation, I found money I had elsewhere that I thought was for retirement that could also be used for personal development. And there it was. It was that easy. So a lot of times, and it shifted me for a lifetime, that I never let money take me out, no matter what. I get resourceful around it. I never let an earlier paradigm say no immediately. I take the opportunity, if I'm interested, to allow my powerful being to resourcefully discover how it will happen for me. So the coaching today is around staying open to something that your being wants and your being believes is your next step. That's the first step in shifting the way you operate, is staying open. Tomorrow is Giving Friday. A lot of you have never even taken advantage of a free coaching call with me. So you get to ask yourself, why are you stopping yourself from a process you came here to experience? And what will it do for your momentum if you just say yes to the next one step? You're an adult human. You can always do what you want with each next step. But actually opening yourself to hearing and seeing what's possible is key to you expanding as a human being. So that's your homework today. To stay open around something that you want and allow yourself to even take a big, deep look at what your next steps would be. So you can see if you're going to take the next step, and then take that next step, and then take that next step. We never go from step 1 to step 12. We always go from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. So coaching today is, what is your next step that you can be open to? And be open to it. I love you. Do the homework. And I'll connect with you on Giving Friday.